The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Bisquick. With Bisquick, you can make homemade pancakes and classic breakfasts for your family. Recipes at bisquick.com.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. They had 20 inches of snow there last night, so everybody is happy. Everybody is happy today because so much got canceled. There was supposed to be a dance in the basement of the Lutheran church tonight, and it was canceled by the church council. Pastor Liz had decided to hold a dance because there hadn't been a dance in a long time because they haven't had a wedding in a long time, so there was no reason to have a dance, and she's been worried about these Lutherans because they get down, you know, and they get to feeling crappy, and when they feel crappy, they don't come to church because they don't like to pretend to be joyful, which you're supposed to do for Advent, and so they've been staying home because they feel lousy. And these people, they die, you know, alone because they don't want to be any trouble to anybody. They just are alone at home, and the big heart attack comes, and the big stroke hits them, and with their last ounce of energy, they go around and they wipe off the cupboards and the counters. And they sometimes crawling on hands and knees, they drag the garbage out and they put it out, and they will even recycle and separate into glass and paper, and nobody knows about it because they don't want to be any trouble to anybody. They just with their last ounce of energy, they write out the check for the gas and the electric, and they put a little pillow down. Well, so she had to go visit people to see them, and she got this idea of putting on a dance, and people felt obligated to go, and they paid their money because it was for a good cause. It was for the Morrow family, whose house burned down, and they didn't lose everything, but they lost a lot. And so, because it was for a family who had suffered the loss of their possessions and pictures, people bought tickets to go to the dance, but they didn't want to go. They just really didn't want to go and pretend to be happy and bounce up and down. So the church council canceled it because Lutherans would feel obligated to drive when there had been 20 inches of snow falling. They would not want to admit that this was any problem for them. So they would drive, and some cars would go off the road and into the ditch, and people would be hanging by their seatbelts upside down. So the church council canceled it. But they didn't cancel the Lutheran Women's Sauna Festival, which is tonight. Pastor Liz decided there would be a late night sauna festival, clothing optional, for the women of the church. Because Christmas still falls on the women, these goddesses of Christmas, whacking together this picture book Christmas for everybody. Men are very casual about Christmas. They do a little bit of shopping. They maybe buy a skillet for their wife or a skill saw or something. And then that's about it for them. You know, some bourbon, eggnog, and they're done. And it's women who make sure that each grandchild gets a gift of equal worth and knows what size everyone is and what colors they like. And so, the Lutheran Women's Sauna tonight. At the old Sons of Canute sauna down by the lake, the Sons of Canute got old and cranky and because they didn't take saunas anymore. And so, the Lutheran women are meeting. The church council could not cancel that because they didn't know about it. It's a secret congregation of women. Pastor Liz has been reading Martin Luther, his treatise on winter, Die sittliche Unterlage des Winters, the moral underpinnings of winter, in which he says that cold and snow are gifts of God's grace, and we should learn to enjoy them. He writes in there, and I quote, "Es ist eine christliche Pflicht, denn Schnee zu schaufeln. Wer nicht seinen Schnee schaufelt, stellt eine Falle für seinen Nächsten." And it's so true, it's so true. It is a Christian duty to shovel snow. If you do not shovel snow, you are setting a trap for your neighbor. Winter. It just is. It's necessary. It's necessary. It triggers something in our brain, not in our conscious brain, but in our deep brain. It triggers guilt and the urge to get out and do and to clear snow and to shovel snow up high onto the walls of that canyon of snow that your sidewalk goes through, and the urge to be useful, the urge to be busy, to do good in the world. Winter triggers this, and if it were not for cold and for snow, we would lead these self-indulgent lives. My Aunt Lou and Uncle Albert, who decided years ago that God's plan for their lives no longer included cold weather, and they took off for Winter Haven, Florida, and they bought themselves a trailer in the Citrus Grove Mobile Home Park, and they took up gin ricky, which they never had drunk back in Lake Wobegon, and they were so ecstatic about being able to walk around in their underwear in December and January, and they took up speed bingo in the afternoons, and they led a life that those of us from Lake Wobegon would not have recognized, and they died there in their beds. They were bitten by poisonous snakes who crawled into the foot of the bed to eat the crumbs of crackers and caviar that my aunt and uncle ate in bed, which we would not do in Lake Wobegon. Bed is for sleeping. It's not for eating. We know that because we're northern people. We're winter people. See the benefits of... That was one of the coldest winters in Lake Wobegon, the winter that they died. But it is the cold weather that keeps those poisonous coral snakes, those black coral snakes. They look like a stick of licorice, and they crawl into the foot of your bed. Beat the foot of your bed with a baseball bat before you go to bed tonight, those of you in Florida and Georgia, South Carolina. Well, you know where you are. If you don't have a hard freeze, you've got poisonous snakes. If this announcement saves just one life, it will be worth it. So, it's the Feast of St. Lucia here this next week. St. Lucia, who arises early on her feast day, and who, wearing a crown with candles, brings coffee to her parents early in the dawn of St. Lucia Day, the 13th of December. And this wakes up the parents. It wakes up the parents. Coffee, and also your child coming in with flames in her hair wakes you up. And that's what Advent is, just wakefulness. Wake up. Pay attention. And that's what those women are doing tonight in Lake Wobegon, that little house down by the lake and the smoke coming out of the chimney. And then that pale white figure running quickly across the snow. Is that our pastor? We don't know. We're not going to look. We're not going to look, but we can hear her say, yes, 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 as she walks across the snow and out onto the ice where the hole is cut. And then we hear the glad cry of wakefulness rise. Whoa! And into the water she goes. Wake up. Pay attention. You will. If it's winter, you will. Wake up. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.